más.
Next guest out, huh? This is an unusual guest. Okay. Let's bring out Gloria Huddle, okay, everybody? Gloria Huddle.
Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby. I don't sing like that anymore. No, Alfie's pulled the voice right out of me. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer call operator. All right? And then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo, Libby. Information. Give me. No. long distance. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Operator, information. I'd like to speak to a friend of mine. Prayer is the number. Faith is the exchange. Heaven is the street. Jesus is his name. Operator, information. Please give me Jesus on the line. Operator, information. Tell me why. Why? Why? Operator, information. Don't try to tell me what number to call. My mother used this number when I was very small, and every time she dialed it, she always got a call. Operator, information. Please, give me Jesus on the line. Now, brothers and sisters, you sitting in the TV land, I want you to take the hand of the person that's sitting next to you and hold it. I want you to feel that message of faith and hope. And when you do, I want you to snap your fingers. Even the people in the studio, I want you to snap your fingers. And I want you to stamp your feet a little bit. All right, now you've got that message. All right. All right. Okay, I'm feeling it. Oh, yes. Yes. Operator. Information. Please, hurry. If you can, operator. Information. Please, connect me with a man. Don't worry about the money. I will pay the cost. Give me another line. I'm calling from the heart, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Oh, give me Jesus. Oh, on the line. Give me Jesus on the line. Oh, yeah. Oh, brothers and sisters, I feel your message. All right. All right, it's coming through. Thank you. Thank you all. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was very unusual. When I heard you the other day, that's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because I thought this little skit you did was very unusual. Don't you think so?
Oh, and
at the same time, it has a message, mm-hmm. and that's what I want to convey, too. You know, mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that, this sort of thing?
Oh, on and off, maybe about 10 years.
Really?
But uh-huh. not really. It's more yeah. off than on.
Oh, yeah. But you enjoy it, don't you?
I really do. I like the feel of of the audience, and the audience here is just fantastic.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Okay.
Tell me, does this any sign that maybe are you a Christian?
Yes, uh-huh.
Are you trying to convey a message? Is that the idea for this particular thing that you did today?
Well, I'd like to convey a message to everybody that we should kind of love each other.
They're all beautiful. That's what I'm trying to have.
Feeling that there is hope for some of the problems that we have in everyday living.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Gloria.
Okay.
Gloria Huddle, everybody. Let's give her another hand. Thank you, Gloria. Yeah.
Must die. the lost Dalai Lama to the first Dalai Lam. Who will bring the conclusion to this drama of the era of man? Horses racing with the purest of devotion. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clop is a series of events set in motion that nobody can stop. All the steeds must die.
And wishes for horses
must die.
And bears will ride.
All the steeds must die.
All the steeds must die.
All the steeds must die.
And wishes for horses.
All the steeds must die.
And bears will ride.
All the steeds must die.
All the steeds must die.
City. And in this city, there is a it's a section of the city. It's actually, it's a district. And this district is called the Mission District. And the Mission District has a radio station. And that radio station, ladies and gentlemen, which is 87.7 on your FM dial, This radio station is called Radio Valencia. And you can listen to Radio Valencia on the internet at radiovalencia.fm.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Our next guest is Horowitz and Specter.
Who are they?
Oh, there, you're waiting. You're going to, you'll see, you'll see.
Are you promised?
I promise, okay.
Let's see.
I'm getting bored with thinking thin. The shape I'm in's the shape I'm in. I'm sick of feeling guilty when I eat.
Me too.
I'm giving up this dieting. My growling stomach's rioting. I gotta have a taste of something sweet. Don't want no boiled chicken or boiled taters, no plain salad, tuna with no mayonnaise, no steamed tofu,
or
steamed turnip, no bland flounder, veggies with no hollandaise.
Abstention has me out of sorts. What not to eat fills all my thoughts. This agitation's led to chronic colic.
Oh, I know.
I'm giving up this stupid fight. So what if I have cellulite? I'd rather be a happy foodaholic. I'll start with fried chicken and fried taters, antipasto, pizza pie with extra cheese,
and hot pastrami,
and thick salami,
and souvlaki, shrimps and lobster, Cantonese and Sam,
melka
and amaretto, and drambuie, corundum and banana zest, and cappuccino,
and
strong espresso, and hot cocoa, just to get my palate wet. Our diet doctor's gonna cringe, but we're committed to this binge. That skinny SOB is too demanding. I'm quitting my aerobics class and opting for a flabby ass. Who cares if my dimensions are expanding?
Let's have some fudge
brownies and caramel custard, thick cheesecake with a side of chocolate mousse and black forest and seven layer a sliced baka. Don't forget my Charlotte Rose. Bring on the hostess cupcakes and chocolate Twinkies,
Yankee
Doodles, devil dogs and Milky Ways and frozen Snickers and Reese's Pieces, and throw my diet pills away. Yay! Gluttony is here to stay. Yay! Burn Jane Fonda's tape today.
I hope those agents out there heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish I were a bird, 'cause if I were a bird, then I could take wing high above you. You could watch my white wings flap, and I could take a great big crap on anyone who tried to hurt you. But then I'd have to desert you, flying southward in the fall. I don't want to be a bird after all. I wish I were a dog, 'cause if I were a dog, then I'd do tricks to show I love you. I could run and fetch the stick, and I could sit right down and lick my privates when your mom came over. But if I was your rover, you'd have my testicles recalled. I don't want to be a dog after all. La da da, la da da, la da da. I wish I were a deer, Cause if I were a deer, then we could play out in the forest till you shot me by mistake. Then you would carve me into steak with a touch so sweet and gentle. Keep my head as a memento hanging in the upstairs hall. I don't want to be a deer after all. I wish I were a monkey, cause if I were a monkey, I could be your furry jester. And whenever you were blue, you'd come and see me at the zoo. My antics would be reassuring, but I would always reek of urine and throw my feces at the wall. I don't want to be a monkey. I don't want to be a monkey. No, I don't want to be no monkey after all.
Listen to
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zor.
He's got the biggest rig in Texas, and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sings so well. So he's got himself a motto. Every night you'll hear him yell, drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. He's got the biggest rig in Texas and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sinks so well. So he's got himself a motto, every night you'll hear him yell. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. Wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
The people to wave and cry.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
goes by, for you may be the next to die. First they wrap you in a bloody sheet and sling you down about 6 feet. All goes well for about a week, and then the casket begins to leak. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms play pinochle on your snout. Little green bugs of eyes of red go through your liver and out your head. Your eyes sink in, your teeth fall out. The icy tickle on your spine makes you want to scream and shout. Your stomach turns to a moldy green, and a ooze comes out like a whipping cream. And me without a spoon. Here comes the hearse. If you're skimping slave, a fortune to save, you'll lose it all when you go to the grave. For life were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die.